This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Bruchim Abam to the Kollel Agra de Pirko here in Cougar Hills, New York. We begin with a very important Gemara, and we're going to revolutionize the way we understand this Gemara. It's a Gemara that we've learned many times. We start with number 33. Where else? Tana de Rabbi Yishmael. It was taught in the Academy of Rabbi Yishmael. Number 33. Bini, my son, impaga b'cha menuvol zeh. If this menuvol, this disgusting, despicable, reprehensible person encounters you and he tries to persuade you, he tries to instigate, he tries to, something like that, right? He starts to encourage you to, sin. What do you do? Mashcheyu l'beis hamedrash. Pull him into the Beis Medrash. Im even hu nimuach. If he's a stone, he'll dissolve. Then barzel hu mispoitzetz. If he's iron, he'll shatter. So here's the million-dollar question. This is the question of the Ben Ishchai and the Ben Yehoyada. Who are we talking about here? We're talking about the Yetzer Hara. We're talking about the most despicable, reprehensible individual, which we know the Ribbono Shel Olam created in all of us, this illness, a sickness, that only has one medication and only has one antidote, of which the Gemara says in Kedushin, look at number 32, Hakacha Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar Hem Yisrael, Bini Barasi Yetzer Hara Ubarasi Loi Torah Tavlin. I created an evil inclination, I created Torah as the antidote. So here, Torah is the antidote to the Yetzer Hara, and the Yetzer Hara is trying to persuade a person, trying to seduce a person, trying to instigate and get a person to sin. So what do? Bring the Yetzer Hara into the Beis HaMedrash. What? Bring the Yetzer Hara into the Beis HaMedrash? You go into the Beis HaMedrash and leave the Yetzer Hara outside of the Beis HaMedrash, right? Every good shul in the world should have a sign, leave your phone outside. There's no shul that says, bring the phone into the Beis HaMedrash. So what does the Gemara mean? In paga b'cha menuvol, mashcheo l'Beis HaMedrash. Bring him into the Beis HaMedrash. You go in the Beis HaMedrash. Leave him outside. There should be a box outside of the Beis HaMedrash where you drop the Yetzer Hara. And what does the Gemara mean? Bring the Yetzer Hara into the Beis HaMedrash. Okay. So the Gemara in Brachos tells us about a very important individual, about two great Amoraim, which will be the subject of today's shiur. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shem Bar Yochai. Asur la'adam sheyimale schoik piv ba'olam hazeh. It is forbidden for a person to have his mouth be filled with laughter in this world. You want to laugh? Laugh. But don't laugh so much where, you've fallen off your chair. You laugh so much where your cheek muscles start to hurt. Shenemar, oz yimale schoik pinu. Then your mouth will be filled with laughter, Ulshainenu Rina, and our tongue with song. Meaning then, on that great day when Mashiach comes, our mouth will be full of laughter, but not until then. That's why even though I try to be funny and try to say jokes, but not too much. Not too much. I don't want anyone to laugh too hard. So I never say my best jokes. I always keep my best jokes in my back pocket. I say the second best jokes. Because the ones that are not so good. And even when I say the ones that are not so good, if I would say it in a really funny way, you would not be able to control it. So I try to keep it in check. Why? Because ozi male is chag pino. Because ozi male is chag pino. You're not allowed to laugh completely in this world. You need to be a little bit reserved. Eimosai, bizman sheyomru ba'goyim, higdil Hashem, lasos emela. Ah! Says the Gemara, Amru alav al Reish Lakish, Shemiyamav loimileis chayk piv ba'il mazeh. They said about Reish Lakish, Azah milsa de chasidus, he never laughed wholeheartedly in this world. Michishame me Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Once he heard from Rabbi Yochanan his Rebbe that it's also for a person to laugh wholeheartedly in this world, he never laughed wholeheartedly. Rabbi Yisai, at first glance, this seems a little bizarre. Reish Lakish was one of the Gedolei Olam. He could bring the dead back to life. And what hanhaga does the Gemara focus on that Reish Lakish was makbid about? and Reish Lakish was careful about, that Reish Lakish never laughed wholeheartedly. The moment Rabbi Yochanan got up in shir and he said, you're not allowed to laugh wholeheartedly in this world, Reish Lakish never laughed wholeheartedly. Ask the Ben Yoyada. Probably anything Rabbi Yochanan said, Reish Lakish followed, and yet we don't have like this laundry list. Rabbi Yochanan said this, and Reish Lakish followed. Rabbi Yochanan said this, and Reish Lakish followed. Why are we focused on the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said, you're not allowed to laugh wholeheartedly in this world, and Reish Lakish followed suit? So says the Ben Yehoyada, you have to say that Reish Lakish b'teva was a barchin. He must have been a barchin, like Bar Kapara. He was a jovial individual. He was a light-hearted individual. He was originally a ganav. Now, ganavim could be very serious. I know a lot of ganavim. They're not like, you know, he's a funny ganav. So not only was he's a funny ganav. So the Ben Yoyada was mechadesh that Reish Lakish was a shtickle comedian, and it was hard for him not to laugh wholeheartedly. But he overcame his essential nature, and he was misgaber al tivoy, and he was maver al midoisav, and he never laughed wholeheartedly. That's another one. Okay.
He has to make other people laugh.
Oh, so you're saying that just because he's a comedian, it doesn't mean he himself laughs. The truth is, a bad comedian laughs at his own jokes. A good comedian has straight face. The funniest jokes are when, you know, you just say it like poker faced, right? But I guess what he means is he's a lighthearted guy. He's a relaxed guy. He's the kind of guy that has that infectious laugh. And it was very hard for him to control his laughter. But since Rabbi Yochanan told him, you're not allowed to laugh wholeheartedly in this world, so he controlled himself, which is even more bizarre than the question. So what's the answer? The answer is, oh, you want to hear a chiddush of the Ben Yoyada? Reish Lakish was a barchin. You can't just like be mechadish, you have a kasha. On an Amoira. Oh, you know what the Teretz is? It must have been that he was a barchin. You can't just be mechadesh about an Amoira that he was a barchin because it answers the question. I mean, that's a little bit of a stretch. What is the bet? And in the Sefer Megadim Chadoshim, he sort of asks, what smach is there? What basis is there to even suggest that Reish Lakish was a barchin, and because of that, it was hard for him to overcome his laughter. Okay, so we come to a very interesting Gemara. Yom echad have a kasachi Rabbi Yochanan b'yardina. Rabbi Yochanan was once swimming in the Jordan River.
Four.
I'm on the border of Israel in the Jordan River, right? Number four. Kasachi Rabbi Yochanan b'yardina. Yeah, number four. Rabbi Yochanan was swimming in the Yad. Now, Rabbi Yochanan was an exceptionally handsome individual. And there's a question, even if he had a beard. And he had very long eyelashes. Chazya Reish Lakish v'shavar liyardina. Reish Lakish saw him and he jumped into the Jordan. Because Reish Lakish thought Rabbi Yochanan was a woman. Amar lei. So when Rabbi Yochanan sees Reish Lakish and his incredible prowess to dive straight into the Jordan River, he says, you're so powerful, you're so strong, you have so much power, you should use your strength to learn Torah. So Reish Lakish says back, and you, Rabbi Yochanan, you have such good looks, you should have been a woman. Amar lei shufrach lenashi, or you should use your good looks to get nashim. Now, I don't know too many Rabbanim that could come back from that easily. You know, usually people come to Rabbanim, they say, with all due respect, so at least you know what's coming, right? But I don't know how many Rabbanim could come back from a shufrach lenashi. But Rabbi Yochanan didn't beat an eyelash. Amalei, ihadra bi yahivnalach achoisi deshapir minai. If you do tshuva, I'll give you my sister, who's even more beautiful than me. By the way, this is a very interesting method of taking care of the shidduch crisis. Because, you know, imagine that. You have a criminal. Somebody's about to be accosted by a criminal. Say, no problem. I'll marry you off to my cousin, my sister, my aunt. But that's what Rabbi Yochanan did. Rabbi Yochanan said, I'll give you my sister who's more beautiful than me. Boy, lemahaders, Rabbi. Now, he wanted a So what happened? Kibolei. Yeah, he accepted to do it. He said, no problem. You give me the shidduch, and as long as you pay $3,000, I'll pay $3,000 to the project, no problem. Boy Lamahadar. Now Rish Lakish wanted to get back to the other side. La Suye money, he wanted to get his Kalim. Am Tsuye. Hadar Akri Vaasne Vishavi Gavir Rabba. So he learned Chumash, he learned Mishnah, and he became a great person. So now we have a machloikis in the Beis Medrash between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We want to know weapons like swords and knives and spears, sayiv, sakin, pigyon, roimach, sickles, magal yad, magal katsum, me'emosa, mekablin tuma. When are they mekablin tuma? So the Gemara says, mishas gemar malachdan. When they're completed, when they come off the conveyor belt and they're finished, they're mekabel tuma. Frekta gemar me'emosa, gemar malachdan. When are they considered completed? Rabbi Yochanan amar misha yitzar feim bekivshan. Rabbi Yochanan says, when they come out of the furnace and they're hardened, now they're fit to use, and they're mekabel tuma. Reish Lakish disagreed with his Rebbe and brother-in-law. Reish Lakish amar, Misha yitzach tzachan b'mayim. Anybody who is knows about weapons, anybody do lancing or on the side, spear after kol agadavirka. What do you do all day? You don't go fencing? No? Okay. So anybody who's familiar with weapons, you know that a weapon is not just when it's hard, but it's all about the looks. It has to have that gleaming look, like it came right out of the factory, right out of the conveyor belt. Right out of the dealership. So Reish Lakish said, when it's gleaming, when you shine it with the water. So Rabbi Yochanan says, interesting. You seem to know your weapons very well. So Rabbi Yochanan gave him a little poke. Yada. A robber knows his weapons. So Reish Lakish felt bad. He said, if you think that even though now I'm a Talmid Chacham, I'm still holding in my old shenanigans, and I still remember, and I'm still living and breathing my former life, so what did it help me to become a rabbi? I used to be a rabbi of the robbers, and now I'm a rabbi in the Beis Medrash. I didn't gain anything. He said, Mahanali, Hasam Rabbi Karuli, Hacha Rabbi Karuli. Amarle, Ahanulach, it helped. Dakrivnach Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. What do you mean, what did it help you? What do you think I invested myself in? It helped you that now you're closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cholash daite de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had chalisha sadas. He felt bad. He felt Reish Lakish does not appreciate what Rabbi Yochanan did for him. He felt very bad. He felt underappreciated. It's an amazing thing. Here you have the Gadol Hadar. You would think he would have enough healthy self-respect that he wouldn't need to feel appreciated by his Talmidim. No. Even the biggest Gadol Hadar still needs chizuk. Even someone of the caliber of Rabbi Yochanan, if he feels that his Talmud didn't appreciate him, he felt dejected. He felt dejected. You would think he's above that. Rabbi Yochanan needs the recognition. Rabbi Yochanan needs the recognition to some degree. So now Reish Lakish made Rabbi Yochanan feel bad. So that's a big no-no. Don't make a Talmid Chacham feel bad, especially Rabbi Yochanan. Because what happened was, when Reish Lakish made Rabbi Yochanan feel bad, Chalash Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish now became weak. He became sick. So his sister, who is Reish Lakish's wife, the sister of Rabbi Yochanan, came and said, what's going to be? He's going to die. My husband's going to die. She started begging for his life. She said, please, Amrlei, Aseh B'shul B'ni, do it for the kids. They're going to be Yosaimim. Rabbi Yochanan says, who cares? Amalei, Ozva Yisoymech, Ani Achaya, I'll take care of them. So she said, do it for me, I'm going to be an Amona. Asei B'shvil Almanusi. Amalei, V'almanusach Alay Tiftachu, I'll take care of you. Noch Navshei Derb Shimon Ben Lakish. Reish Lakish died. V'hakamet star Rabbi Yochanan, Basrei Tuva. Rabbi Yochanan felt very bad. Amar Rabban, the rabbi said, who are we going to go to console Rabbi Yochanan? They sent Rabbi Elazar ben Pados. He's very sharp. So Rabbi Yochanan would give shir, and Rabbi Elazar ben Pados said, oh, Tanya de Messiah, I have a riot to this thing the Rebbe said, that thing the Rebbe said. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't need that. What does that do for me? You see, whenever I used to give shir, Rish Lakish would ask me 24 kashas, and I would give him 24 terutzim, and Rav Chashmaitza, the Torah would expand. But now, what are you doing for me? Tanya the Messiah. Like, I know I'm right. That's why I gave the shir. Otherwise, I wouldn't have shown up. If I'm saying the shir, then I know it's true. I don't need support. I need you to challenge me and explain to me maybe why it's not accurate. And then I would have explained, you know, this is the depth of what I'm saying. Or maybe it only applies in this case. And then the teaching would have been expanded. Rabbi Yochanan said, I don't need I don't need somebody sitting there shaking their head. Yeah. I need someone to ask questions. But not now. Okay? So the ara tamnisai atula yadana the shab kamina, I know what I'm saying is good. Have a ka'azul v'karamani, Rabbi Yochanan was walking around tearing his clothing, v'kabachi, v'amar, heicha at bar lakisha! Heicha at bar lakisha! Where are you, Reish Lakish? Like almost like somebody gone crazy. It says, Gemara v'hokat savach ad deshav daite. Rabbi Yochanan cried out until he lost his mind. His mind has ebbed away. Boy, Rabbanon Rachamei Alei V'Noch Navshei. The rabbis had Rachmanus on Rabbi Yochanan. They davened that Rabbi Yochanan should die, and Rabbi Yochanan died. Where was the life of Reish Lakish turned around? In the water. In the river. Okay. We come to this week's parsha. Vayomer lekim al Avraham, al yira be'enecha al hanar ve'al masecha. You shouldn't feel bad about the kid. You shouldn't feel bad about the maidservant. Kol asher toymer elecha Sara shema b'kayla. Whatever Sara tells you, listen to her. Ki b'Yitzchak yikarei lecha zara. Your descendants are in Yitzchak. But don't worry, even this kid Yishmael will be a guy, will be a nation. Kizarachahu, at the end of the day, he's your descendant. Says Targum Yonason ben Uziah, what does it mean? Vigames ben ha'ama l'goyasimenu. The oif, yas, bar amsa, even the son of this maidservant, la'am listem ashavine, he's going to be a ganov, so don't worry. You're going to have nachas from them also, because they're going to be ganovim, gazlonim, chamsonim. Robbers, stealers, thieves. Don't worry. Yiddish anachas. What is Targum Yonasan ben Uziel saying? Don't worry about the Ben Ha'ama ki l'goya simenu. Why? He's going to be a listim. And what's the added point? Ask the Shvilei Pinchas. That don't worry, ki zarachahu. He is your descendant. So, we go to last week's parsha. Avram Avinu, he's 86 years old and he has Yishmael. And he was basically satisfied with that. He felt he had a child and his life had come full circle. And Avram Avinu davens, Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha, if only Yishmael would live before you. The Zohar says that we have tainus on Avram Avinu for saying these words. Avraham, why are you davening that Yishmael should live? Do you know how much tsar we have because you are mispalel? That Yishmael, the Arab, should live. All of our troubles in the Golas, Avraham. We say, Avraham, are you our father? Why do you say, Lu Yishmael Yechiel Lefanecha? That's the Zohar HaKadosh. But God comes to Avraham and He says, Vayomer Elokim. God says to Avraham, Avahol Sara Yishticha. Sara, your wife, your ledes the Chabain, will have a son. V'karasa Shema Yitzchak. V'akimoisi Levrisa Ilam Lazari Acharav. No! Don't daven for Yishmael! Sarah's going to have a kid, you're going to call him Yitzchak. Uli Yishmael, Shematicha. But regarding Yishmael, I've listened to your tefillah. So the Shvilei Pinchas in Parshas Lech Lecha, in Maimer Yudches, he asks, why is Avram Avinu davening for Yishmael? He must see something good in the kid. What exactly is Avraham davening for? What redeeming quality does Avraham detect in Yishmael that he is being mispalel, that lu Yishmael yichya lefanecha? And furthermore, listen to this exchange. It's a very odd exchange. Avraham Avinu says, please listen to me regarding Yishmael. What does Hashem say? No, Sarah will have a kid, you call him Yitzchak. And regarding Yishmael, I'll listen to you. So Ibn Hashem should have said, I'll listen to you regarding Yishmael. And by the way, also you're going to have another kid from from Sarah. Why does Rebbe Shalom first say Avol Sarah Ishtecha and only as an afterthought Uli Yishmael Shematicha? So I want to point out an interesting phenomenon, and this is pointed out in the Sefer Oz Yasher of Rabbi Moshe Schwerd in one of his Svarim. And that is, every time Yishmael comes to the scene, he's always associated with water. Yishmael's always at the water. He's always hanging out at the water. So for example, last week, when Hagar runs away from Avraham, from Sarah, and she's on the road, Vayimtza'a Malach Hashem Al-Ein Hamayim Ba'midbar, the angel of God finds her by the spring. Al-Ho'ayin B'derach Shor. Vayoymar Hagar Shivchas Sarayim Yizevas, where are you going? So the Malach says, go back to her. And the Malach says, you're going to have many children. And the Malach says, you're going to have Yishmael. And he's going to be a Vildechaya. Yeah, Para Adam. So what is she called the place? Al-Kain Kara La Be'er. Be'er Lachai Royi. Very interesting. By the way, just as an aside, listen to what Hagar says. This is just an aside. She says, Ki Amra Hagam Haloim Royisi Achare Royi. After, even here I saw, after I saw. It's also a very interesting expression. Even here I saw, after I saw. And she calls the name of the Be'er, Be'er Lachai Royi. Where is the Be'er? Between Kadesh and Bared. Targum says between Rekem and Cheger. Who cares where the Be'er is? Why are we giving, you know, the location of the exact location of the Be'er? So the Chida explains, based on the Gemara Moed Katan, the Gemara says about Rav Huna, the Rav Huna was Roy for the Shechina to rest on him, but he couldn't have Ashras HaShechina because he lived in Bavel. So the Gemara asked, what do you mean, in Bavel you can't have Ashras HaShechina? God spoke to Yechezkel in Bavel. So the Gemara answers, by Yechezkel it says, Hayay Haya. Since he already had Nevu in Eretz Yisrael, he was able to continue the lines of communication even in Chutz Aretz. So here's the kasha. God, what? Vayomer Hashem al Avraham? Okay, good question. So Avraham Avinu didn't really see Hashem, he only heard. He only heard Hashem. But then he gets to Eretz Yisrael, and it says, he built a Mizbeach Lashem Hanira Elav. Hanira Elav. So again, there are different levels of communication. So the Chida says like this, that Hagar was surprised. How could the Ribbono Shel Olam be speaking to me? How is that possible? I'm in Chutz La'aretz. So she says like this, Hagam Haloim Ro'isi, even here in Chutz La'aretz I've seen. Why? Achare Ro'i, after I already saw in the house of Avraham. So since I already had Nevuah in the house of Avraham, so I'm able to continue the lines of communication even here in Chutz La'aretz. And why is she bothered? Why is God speaking to her? Because the Be'er was between Kadesh and Bared. Where is Kadesh and Bared? Rekem and Cheger. Where is Rekem and Cheger? The first Mishnah in Gittin, Rekem and Cheger is Chutz La'aretz. Since she's in Chutz La'aretz, she's explaining, how could God speak to me? It's because Acharei Royi, because God had already spoken to me in Eretz Yisrael. But be it as it may, Yishmael speaks to Yishmael's Besura and birth, is Nisbaser at the Mayim. And in this week's parasha, Vayash came Avraham Baboiker, Avraham woke up in the morning, Vayikach Lechem, Vechemas Mayim, and he gave it to Hagar, and he put it on her shoulder, and she sent them away, and the water is depleted, and the kid's about to die of thirst, and he puts him under the bushes, and what happened? And all of a sudden, she sees what? So again, Yishmael's life and the story of Yishmael appears at the Be'er, at the water. In fact, when Yishmael cries out because he has no water to drink, so the pasuk says that Hashem heard the voice of the child, Ba'asher Husham. So Rashi says, what does it mean, Ba'asher Husham? Lefi masim shehu oisa achshav hu nidain. He's being judged based on his current activities, but not based on what he's eventually going to do. Because the angels were mekatrig and they said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yishmael is going to make the Jewish people die of thirst. Right? We know that when Nebuchadnezzar exiled us, and he was leading us through the lands of the Arabs, So Klal Yisrael cried out to give us to our cousins to give us something to drink, and they gave us meat, they gave us salty fish, they gave us empty bellows. We thought it was full of water, and they caused us to die of thirst. But bottom line is, again, Yishmael is always appearing in the context of Mayim. Mayim, Parshas Lech Lecha, Parshas Vayera, the Navi Yeshaya, and of course, you're saying, what about Rashi and Eiv? So that I have it on the sheet also, yeah, you're right. Rashi and Eiv. Rashi says, where do Yishmaelim live? Tema, Eretz Yishmael, Shehi Nemucha. Yishmael, it always lives in low-lying areas, V'hamayim Nigarim Sham, where the water is drawn. The water draws there. And therefore, you could take it to the bank. Wherever you talk about Yishmael, there's always water there. There's always water there. So comes of Shamshin Me'ashtapoli, one of the all-time great Mekubalim, someone who lived in the generation of the Shach in the year 1648 and 1649. And he's Megala, one of the most wondrous secrets of the Torah. And that is, who became Yishmael ben Avraham? Who was the Gilgal of Yishmael ben Avraham? None other than the Amora Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was the Gilgal of Yishmael ben Avraham. Now this is not for me to say. This is not for you to say. This is what Reb Shamshin Me'ashtapoli has revealed, that the neshama of Yishmael ben Avraham was reincarnated, was nesgalgal as Reish Lakish. This is the secret of the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan tells Reish Lakish. A robber knows his weapons of where? He didn't just mean you as a Baal Tshuva, you and your previous existence. He didn't mean before you became a Fruma Yid. He meant in your old life. As Yishmael, the Mitzachek, the robber, you know your tools of wear. This is the secret of the soul of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish was the Gilgal of Yishmael ben Avraham. And the Sefer Shvili Pinchas suggests that if that's the case, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, anybody here ever have a dream and Reish Lakish appeared to them in the dream? Don't be shy. Don't be shy. The Gemara says that if you have a dream, and you, it could be even during a shir one time, the Gemara says that if somebody sees Reish Lakish in a dream, it's like you're oikar harim v'toichnan zebezeh. But you have to see Reish Lakish in the Beis HaMedrash. If you have a dream and you see Reish Lakish in the Beis HaMedrash, it's ki'ilu ha'ika, it means you're going to be successful in learning. So says the Shvilei Pinchas, it could be, what? When you have a dream of Reish Lakish, you just know. You know, it's one of those things that you know. So says the Shvilei Pinchas, that when Avram Avinu was mispalel, Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha, he saw in the future who was going to come out of Reish Lakish. Not only Rishayim, but even who's going to come out of Yishmael Reish Lakish. By the way, we know that Rishayim b'chayim nekrayim mesim. So if Avraham Avinu is davening Lu Yishmael Yichya, he's davening that there should be redeeming quality in Yishmael, namely a tzaddik who's going to come out of him. Now, here's a question: does anybody know how many times is Reish Lakish mentioned in Shishei Sidrei Mishnah?
None.
Good answer. Correct. He's an Amoira. Right? Reish Lakish does not appear in Shishei Sidrei Mishnah. But how many times does he appear in Shas? Well, how many Masechtas are there? There's a big discussion in the Paiskim, but in the first Tshuva, Shas Yuv Yehuda Yala, it says, Halicha is Oilam Loi, they're Lamed Vav Masechtas and Shas. So Avram is Mespala, Lu, Yishmael, Yichya Lefanecha, that the redeeming quality of Yishmael should live before you. In other words, he was Mesakein, that there should be a tikkun for Yishmael with the neshama of Reish Lakish, Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Now, one thing we know about Yishmael. We only know one thing about him. One characteristic about his personality. What is that? He is a mitzachek. Literally, he's a jokester. Those are actions. Para Adam is his category of existence. In other words, he's between Behema and Adam. He's Para Adam. You know? But says Megadim Chadosh from Rav David Yoel Weiss, he says, based on this Rav Shamshin Me'ashtapoli, we may understand what the Ben Yehoyada is referring to when he says that Rish Lakish by nature was a Barchin Meir. Well, where did we come up with such a thing, that Rish Lakish was a Barchin? Who says he's a Barchin? You're saying you would go to a Chasanas in Williamsburg at 11 o'clock at night and Rish Lakish was there, as the Barchin? Where do we get this from, that Rish Lakish had this personality? Megadim Chadashim says it's based on Likutei Shoshanim, that Rish Lakish was none other than Yishmael ben Avraham, who we know that his personality was that was such that he was mitzachek. So now Avraham Avinu davens, Lu Yishmael Yichya Lefanecha. Please, I see out of Yishmael is going to come Rish Lakish. I'm a spalel that Rish Lakish should have a tikkun. So Hashem says, no, you're not seeing correctly. It's not like you think. The tikkun is going to come not through Yishmael. It's going to come through the Zera Yitzchak. No, Avol Sara Ishtecha Yerledes Lecha Bein. And you're going to call his name Yitzchak. And through the descendants of Yitzchak, through them, Uli Yishmael Shematicha, I'm going to answer your tefillah. And it is suggested that this is the secret of Targum Yonis Ben Uziel, which says that the nachas that the Rebbe Hashem was giving Avraham, v'games ben ha'amah l'gay asimenu, the nachas was, what does Targum say? The listim are going to come out of you. And we ask, what kind of nachas is Avraham Avinu going to have that listim are going to come out of you? Well, there's only one individual in the Gemara who is called a listim, Rish Lakish. That's what the Targum Yonasan means, that Hashem says to Avram, don't worry, at least Yishmael, meaning Rish Lakish, will come out of you. Rabbis, everything we learned so far was just a hakdama to the main part of the shir. Now we're going to tell you something really interesting. A Zohar HaKadosh, if you travel down from Shamayim, if your soul came down from under the Kisei HaKavod to learn this, it was worth the trip. The Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Pinchas. Number 21. Va'oid raza achara ukmuha rabbanan hadar shaholech hu hadar shaba. Va'oid ukmuha rabbanan. Next line. Da asir hava moisha. I'm going to start with the following question. Do you remember Rashi in Parshas Noach? Also in Parshas Shemos. Rashi has a kasha that Noach builds the teva, he puts tar on the inside and on the outside. Frekt Rashi, I don't understand, when they put baby Moshe into the river, why did they only put tar on the outside? They should have put tar on the inside. Okay, I know you know the answers, but you're taking the question like the question makes sense. Avakat. Noach built the Titanic, right? He made a boat with three floors, room for all the animals. And he put tar on the inside and the outside. So why, when some kid put a little box, a toy sailboat in the water, why didn't they put tar on the inside and the outside? What's one thing got to do with the other? Why? Well, all of a sudden, Noach's teva establishes the boating code. Then now that we have a teva where it says there's tar on the inside and the outside, so now every single thing in the history of the world that's ever put in the water has to have tar on the inside and the outside. Why doesn't Rashi ask, in 1642, when Christopher Columbus sailed, they didn't put tar on the mefa, on the Nina, the Pinta, the Sun. What's the kasha? Why does Moshe's little box have to be like the Titanic that Noach built? Listen to this. Says the Zohar HaKadosh, Osir hava Moshe lekabola oiraisa bedora de toifana. Moshe was destined to be mekabel the Torah and the Dar HaMabel. Ella begin to have a Rishia, but because they were so wicked, he couldn't do it. How do I know this? Bishagam hu basar. Bishagam is gematria Moshe. Moshe was supposed to receive the Torah in, I don't know, the year. What year was the Mabel?
1596.
What?
1596.
Something like that, right? About 1500 years after God created the world. But Hashem said, you know what? They're too wicked, so I'm going to postpone it. Could somebody tell me what the Havamina was to give the Torah and the Dar HaMabel? You ever hear such a thing? The Torah was supposed to be given in the Dar HaMabel. So now we maybe understand why Rashi feels, or Chazal feel, that the box of Moshe should have been tar on the inside. That's like the teva. Moshe was supposed to be in that teva. That was Moshe's box. Why in the world should the Torah have been given in the Dar HaMabel? And today we're going to revolutionize our understanding of Torah in general. Okay, let's talk about something else. The Gemara in Kedushin says about different phenomena in the world and how the Ribbono Shel Olam dishes it out. Yud Kavim Zonos Yardul Olam. 10 measurements of promiscuity came down to the world. Tisha Notlei Arbaya. Our cousins took 9 out of 10. By the way, they're also big robbers, so it could be they stole the last one also. I'm not sure. Even though you look at them on the outside and they look, you know, Tahirim, Prushim. Yeah, looks are deceiving. The facts are, the Gemara says, and anybody who knows the culture knows, that they're the most, the greatest society of hashchasa and lewdness in the world. That's the Gemara. They took, the cousins took 9 out of 10 measurements of znos. By the way, it's the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. They're a chip off the old block, because one thing we know about Yishmael was he's mitzachek. What's mitzachek? Rashi says, gilui arayos. I'm not using that part. That doesn't suit my purposes right now, okay? So Rashi says mitzachek is gilui arayos. Yud kavim zenus yardu la'olam tisha not la'arbaya. How do we understand that? By the way, we know that God, when He offered the Torah, v'zois habracha asher beirach Moshe shalikim v'zol v'yomar Hashem misinai ba v'zorach miseir lamoi hoifia mehar paran. So Chazal derived from there that the Ribbono Shel Olam offers the Torah to Esav, to Yishmael, to Amon Moav. So when God offers the Torah to Esav, what does Esav say? What does it say in the Torah? So God says, don't murder. So Esav says, so what are we supposed to do? What do you want from us? There's no NFL yet. What are we supposed to do all day? So Hashem says, you're right, the Torah is not for you. Then Hashem goes to Yishmael. Now there's a machlokes in Midrashim. Comes the Sefri, and Yishmael says that, what does it say in the Torah? So Hashem says, it says, don't steal. So Yishmael says, so what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to live. What are we supposed to... No, not for you. Hashem comes to Amon Umayyav, and the Sefriya number 29 says, Amon Umayyav says, what does it say in the Torah? And Hashem says, Laisinof. So Amon Umayyav says, our whole identity is Arayas. This week's parsha, Loit and his daughters. That's the Sefri. But the Zohar HaKadosh says, God came to Esav, and Esav said, Laisirtzach, we can't handle. And Yishmael said, Laisinof, we cannot handle. This is our Yerusha. This is our legacy. This is our identity. So we know Yishmael is associated with Arayas. That is the identity of that Ummah. Interesting. Yishmael and Arayas go hand in hand. How about Esav? What's Esav's favorite pastime? Murder. So we have two cousins that I would not put on the Shidduch resume. We have cousins from the on the left side, you know, they're left wing. The left wing cousins are murderers. The right wing cousins are adulterers. The Yishmaelim are Menachim, and the Esavim and the Bnei Edom are Roitzchim. What? The Shvil Hazav, right? We take the middle road. The Rav Michtav Me'Eliyahu explains that the Sfarim compare Yishmael to Mayim and Esav to Esh. Yishmael is referred to as the Mayim HaZeidonim, the wanton waters, the dangerous waters. On the other hand, Esav is compared to fire. Esav is Ritzicha and Kina. And the Michtav Me'Eliyahu explains as follows. Esav and Yishmael, the Sfarim say, are the Berurim of the Avais. The cleansing of the Avais. What midah did Avram Avinu specialize in? Chesed. Avram Avinu was the nicest person in the world. He was the most kind-hearted person in the world. Avram Avinu didn't give you a good meal. The guy said, I want meat, no problem. No, I want a specific cut of meat. No problem. I want the entire tongue. I don't want part of the tongue. I want the entire tongue. So Avram shechted 3 animals and he gave each one their own tongue. But what do you call unbridled chesed? Chesed with no restrictions. Chesed that is not governed by reason and by discipline. We call that gilui arayos. Chesed without discipline is Gilei Arayis. The Torah says, don't live with your sister. Chesed who? It's disgusting. Kindness. You have some people, yeah, yes man, everything. No, yeah, everything, everything. What do you call that? San Francisco. Or Berlin. It's the Machlekes. Yeah, everything's okay. Everything's good. Gilui Arayis Hashchasa. What?
West Coast, left coast.
We're on camera here, right?
That's coast.
What we call it. Unbridled chesed is called Gilei Arayis. That was the midah of Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was a Baal chesed, but it was governed by Torah, by Seichel, by discipline. But there was an extreme that was cleansed out through Yishmael. Yishmael is Mayim Hazeidonim. Unbridled chesed, Gilei Arayis, Mitzachek, Loisinof. Yitzchak is Gevura, discipline, strictness. You said that? Then you're dead. Kill him. How dare you do that? Meaning, discipline that is not tempered by Midas HaChesed is Ritzicha. Yitzchak was the Amar HaAvoida. Yitzchak was Gevura, but the extreme of that is Esav. And Esav was a Roitzeach. Esav is called Eish, and Yishmael is called Mayim. Yishmael cleansed Avraham, Esav cleansed Yitzchak, Yaakov Avinu v'hoysa mitasei shleima. So it's a very interesting thing. If you look in Reb Chaim Vital writes that all of matter, in number 40, consists of four different elements. Eish, now you could see people. You meet a guy, you say, this guy's Eish, he's fire. That's great, he's very passionate, he's very excited, he's very strict, he could also kill you. So Eish represents kina, ritzicha, but you need some Eish to have energy, to have a slavos, to have heat, to have warmth for Kedusha. Mayim, on the other hand, says Rav Chaim Vital, Yisoid HaMayim Mimenu Tavas HaTanugim Kichen HaMayim Matzmichim Kompi Minei Tanug. You have water, you pour it on a plant, it grows, it enhances Pruravu. Mayim, which is Chesed, is also Tanugim and Arayas. That is the Koyach of Yishmael. But isn't it interesting? Mayim represents Chesed. Mayim represents Arayas. But I thought Ein Mayim Ella Taira. Lechu, right? Ahoy called Same. Lechu la Mayim. Isn't the Taira compared to water? So on the one hand, water is compared to Arayas. On the other hand, the Taira is Nimshal la Mayim. So how do we reconcile that? Look at number 38, Gemara Baba Kama Daf Yed Zayin. Ve'ein mayim ela Torah, shenamar hoy kol tzameh l'chula mayim. And the answer is Rabbosai. The Torah was supposed to be given in which generation? The Dor HaMabul. You know how we know? Because if there is an excess of water and a flooding of water, it could have been a flooding of Torah. But it wasn't a flooding of Torah, it was a flooding of water. You know why? Because they abused the phenomenon of Mayim for unbridled Arayas. Somehow, there's a connection between Arayas and Torah. Say, really? How's that? I'm not quite getting that one. What's the connection between Gilui Arayas and Torah? Listen to the words of the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Mamish Dvarim Noiraim Admaid. Number 35. Says the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Todos, Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yossi have a asim he kaput kaya lulud. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yossi was going from Kaputkiya to Lud. He met Rabbi Huda. So Rabbi Yitzchak said, do me a favor, Toimar dechavirna chachkimi masnisa, please tell my friends, the sages of the Mishnah, it's arul ha'inyana to look into the following inyan. The yitzar hara yisnashim in alma bar ha'ishayta lezivuga. Can you do me a favor? You know, you rabbis, you're always looking to benefit society, so I have a great idea. Abolish the reproductive urge. Abolish the desire for arayas except for bias mitzvah. So you could have said, without the reproductive urge, there won't be any children in the world. There won't be a next generation. Listen to what the Zohar says. Chayecha! Rabbi Yehuda says, I swear. Hachi itzrich yetzahara lo'olam! We need the yetzahara in the world. Kimitra de'ilmole yetzahara chedvasa deshmaita lo'i lahavi. Without the yetzahara, without the reproductive urge, nobody would enjoy learning. Half love a fella. It says that the Yetzirah is needed, the desire for arayos is needed for a person to have an experience, enjoyment, and learning. What does one thing got to do with the other? What does the desire for arayos got to do with a cheshek and an interest in learning Torah? And Rav Volba says, we learn from the Zohar, and the Rav Volba brings us in four places, that it's a mistake to think that there are two different phenomena in a person. You have one guy, he loves learning, and he's a great tzaddik. And you have another guy who's very debased, and very lewd, and very low, and he loves pleasure and arayas. And the two people have nothing to do with each other. No, there is one phenomenon and one nature in a person, the desire for pleasure. And that could be met either by enjoying learning or by indulging in arayas. It's one phenomenon. The cheshek for mayim, the cheshek for hana and pleasure, for sensation. And that desire could either be filled by enjoyment in limud haTorah or by gilui arayas.
Who says that?
Rav Volba. And the Ben Yehoyada. I don't have it on the sheet, but I do have the Ben Yehoyada. The Ben Yehoyada says as follows. Says Ben Yehoyada in 34, he asked the question we started with. Here it says, if the Yetzahara tries to seduce you for arayos, to lower yourself, to be involved in lowly debased hana, why are we pulling him into the base medrash? Leave him out of the base medrash and you go into the base medrash. Says the Ben Yehoyada, he quotes the Zohar, the Medrash Hanelam, that without the Yetzahara, there would be no chedvasa deshmaita. Therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us the Yetzahara so we can enjoy our learning. Ah, says the Ben Yehoyada. If the Yetzirah encounters you to make you sin, Bechemda, don't throw him out of the Beis Medrash! Don't say, oy vai, I'm such a Rasha, Marusha, I'm such a low life. How could I have such desires? How could I have such thoughts? I must be debased, I must be a Rasha, and leave that out of the Beis Medrash, and you go in the Beis Medrash. No! You should realize that if you have Cheshek and Taiva for Inyane Arayas, bring it into the Beis Medrash and hone it and channel it to become great in learning, because one can only have hana in learning and enjoy learning if they then fulfill the desire for sensation and fantasy in Limud HaTorah.
And this is what you're saying.
Don't fight him.
Challenge him. Bring him in.
Use it, harness it. Take the Yetzahara and use the Yetzahara to make you great, don't fight the Yetzahara. Say, Yetzahara, I'm on board with you. You're using it for the wrong things. Says the Ben Ishchai, Meshoy Choyse Lebeis HaMedrash, Leshtamish by Bedavar Taiv. Have kina from the Lime Day Torah. Have chemda and taiva to explain, to understand, to appreciate the sophistication, the nuance, the challenge, the beauty, the majesty, the grandeur. You have something difficult and you could explain it and you could understand it, you could wrap your mind around it. That will satisfy every sensation, every fantasy, any urge you have could be satisfied. And the Ribbono Shel Olam created the Yetzirah for the purpose of Limud HaTorah. That is the element of Mayim. Mayim could either be used for Arayas or Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Ein Mayim Ela Torah, Ein Mayim Ela Arayas. Now Yishmael is always hanging around the Mayim. He's always around the Mayim. And that's because Yishmael took 9 out of 10 kavim of arayas. And Yishmael has been so immersed in Inyanei Lo Sinaf that he has channeled the Yetzer Hara to feed every lustful idea in his mind. But Reb Tzadok HaKohen writes that if a person, Chas V'Shalom, is nichshal in these inyanim, he says you should know that that tool that you have, you could transform it, you could transfer it, you could elevate it to be zoicha, to godless and Torah. In other words, you see a kid, a young man, a teenager, anybody. You say, what do you want in life? You want to become a tamhon? You want olam hazeh? He doesn't want anything. Doesn't want anything. He's not going to have anything. But you have a young kid. What do you want out of life? He said, Rabbi, I can't tell you. Can't talk about it. Gevaldik! He could become a God over Yisrael. Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, someone who has extra taiva, don't feel bad about it. Don't say kama pogam. Look at his words. Look at number 42. Mi sheyesh lo tshuka gedoyla l'taivas hagof. Somebody who has great yearning, great desire, great lust to fulfill his physical desires. Al yisat seiv bazet. Don't be sad. Don't say kama pogam hu. Adaraba. It's a tool. Hu klimuchan letoikef avas uchukas drishas ha'emes. It is a tool to pursue, to desire, to seek out the truth. Mayim represents taiva. Mayim represents Torah. There is no stira here. There is no stira. It's the same thing. And that is, Torah has to be learned mitoich tshuka, mitoich chemda, mitoich desire. That's how somebody is elevated in Torah. Just to learn, and it's just dry words, without interest, without excitement, without enthusiasm, that's not the Torah that courses through your vein. It has to be in mayim el Torah, Torah with tshuka and chemda. And therefore, God looks through every generation in the world. Which is going to be the best generation to give the Torah? And the Rebbe said, Pashat. The best generation to give the Torah is the Dor HaMabul. They have the most tshuka, the most chemda, the most taiva. The only thing is they abused it. And they did not channel in the right direction. But they had the greatest potential to be the Dor Mekablei HaTorah. So the good news, Rabbi Yisai, is that we have hope in our generation. Because even though the Arachayim HaKadosh said that in Mitzrayim they could not fall to the 49th level of Tumah because there would be no way to get out, says Arachayim HaKadosh, once the Torah is given, you could fall lower than the 49th level of Tumah because Torah could pull you out even of the 50th level of Tumah. So I would, you know, humbly make the case that I don't know how bad things were in Mitzrayim, but it's hard to imagine that in Mitzrayim the billboards and the atmosphere and the society was as degenerate as society has reached today. I don't know. But that means Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting for a generation to say, Hein ga'alti eschem acharis kereshis. Because we know in the Navi, in Shir Hashirim, it says that there's going to be another revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, where Hashem is going to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. Where we ask Hashem, Yishakeni Meneshiko Ispihu, which Rashi says it means that God has taught us the revealed Torah, but the day will come that God will again reveal Himself to us and teach us the secrets of the Torah. What generation is Ribbono Shel Olam looking for to reveal Himself again and to come to us again and to be menashek us with the shikah and the shikos of the Torah, to be megale to us, and we should be zoicha to the gal einai v'abit and nefleis mitarasecha. If the first eligible generation to be mekabel the Torah was the Dor HaMabul, then in a generation like ours, we're living in a generation where the challenge of the generation is taiva, is chemda, is in yonei arayos. So that means that we have the kelim to channel the koyach of the mayim hazeidonim into ein mayim el Torah. So we should be zoicha, Vashem should help us. And therefore, perhaps we could say, we have this individual, Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish is, he sees Rabbi Yochanan. But where is his turning point in life? Rish Lakish jumps in the water and he tells Rabbi Yochanan, Chel Chalinashim, we're in the water over here. Ein Mayim Ela Arayas. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you missed the boat. Ein Mayim Ela Taira. The very water that you want to use to pursue your taiva, if you channel it, Impaga Becha Menuval Mashcheyu LeBeis HaMedrash. Take the Mayim HaZedonim, pull it into the Beis HaMedrash, Ein Mayim Ela Taira. And that's where Rish Lakish had his turnaround in the Mayim of the Yarden. So we should be Zoicha. Yibon Hashem should be, give us Te'ima of the Ein Mayim Ela Taira. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.